This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board meeting of October 11th, 2012, convening at 8:38 p.m. Eastern, 5:38 p.m. Pacific. Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
Ken Aaron. Here. Ken, you can't.
Here. Can you hear me? Here. I'm here.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Zodiaco.
Present.
Wesley Buffoon.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Rublin Gold.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Allie Lexus.
Present.
Ifeah Wangaza, present. Laura Priebus.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
Present.
Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. And Andrea Turner is excused. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
John Gary. Andy Gold.
Andy isn't on the call yet.
Afia, this is George. I didn't hear my name. Maybe I just missed it. But I am here. Really.
Thank you. I had already marked this. I may have just overlooked it in repeating the call. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We've had one request for an excused absence from Andrea Turner. Is there any objection to that excused absence? Okay.
Without objection.
Thank you, Campbell. Okay. Hearing none. Absence is excused. George, would you be willing to be timekeeper again?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda? Or is there
can we wait a moment for that? I'm still trying to find the agenda.
Sure, George. I'm sorry.
Bill, when did you send that out?
Bill sent it out, actually. Bill, when did you send it out?
I sent the revised one. It was Rev A to the open session agenda just a few minutes ago. About 25 minutes ago.
Okay, I see an attachment. Just a minute.
Summer, this is Nia. May I be on the stack when you get a chance, please?
Sure.
Madam Chair, could we follow, this is Ken, could we follow the agenda, I mean the protocol of a meeting and not take changes until we approve the agenda?
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry.
What is he talking about?
I'm sorry, I think we're in agenda approval right now, so if someone
okay,
wants
thank
to,
you. Thank you very much.
Yes,
okay.
No problem. Thank you. Nia, go ahead, you asked to be recognized.
Yes, I see that some of these items are scratched out. Is this another continued meeting?
I'll get myself grounded
here. Because last week, I thought that was a continued meeting. Now this, I see scratched out again.
Well,
I think to understand what we're doing.
Well, I think on some level, since we have a sort of unending agenda and we are so slow about getting through it, that on all levels, regardless what we call our meetings, they're frequently continuation meetings because we can't seem to get these things off the agenda fast enough. But Nia, I can't say. I mean, we're meeting every week, so it's hard for me to say if this is a continuation meeting or a new meeting because that was applicable when we were meeting twice a month, which hasn't been going on for a while now.
So as chair, before we get so abruptly, can you make sure that we call it to be ended probably to say the next meeting? We're adjourned to a continued meeting, or are we just adjourning? Because my recollection is that we just adjourned. We didn't say adjourned to a continuation meeting, so it should be a new meeting. That's why I'm confused.
Okay, is there a particular objection you have to what's on the agenda, however? or anything like that?
I'm just trying to figure out what is it that we're doing, because I know Teresa said she wanted something at the top of the agenda, or somebody kept saying that.
Well, she said that right now she has to be on the stack. I don't know if anyone heard.
Yes, I did not hear Teresa. I have laryngitis.
Oh, God, yeah, you do, huh, Teresa?
And I would like something on the top of the stack.
Okay.
Why, Summer, you need to be clear where you're journeying, what you're journeying to. Meeting or continued meeting?
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Neil. Teresa, go ahead, please.
Yes, I would like the motion, Campbell's motion to rescind the face-to-face moved up on the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
And is that you want it after the Chief Financial Officer's report and before other committee and task force reports?
After the CFO's report, did you say?
Yes, and before committee and task force reports.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Is there an objection? Wow,
yes.
We've got real feedback. Somebody's got a tunnel going on. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone. I'm sorry, there was an objection. Stack?
What are we doing?
I'm sorry, there was an objection.
A point of information.
Okay, who is the point of information?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I couldn't make out what was being said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Teresa was asking to move the motion to rescind the in-person meeting. I'm looking for where it's at on the agenda. Anyway, to move it up after the CFO's report and before committee and task force report.
Okay.
It's right before adjournment.
Okay, thank you. I'm getting to the bottom there. Got it. So, anyway, it's the last motion under new business. And to move it up in front of other committee and task force reports after the ED and CFO reports. So there was an objection. Is there discussion? And if not, then...
This is Tracy. If you could put me on the staff, please.
Okay, I've got Tracy and I've got Campbell.
And Lydia.
And Lydia, and still a lot of background noise from time to time. So somebody has a very... echoing phone, but we'll do our best. Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
But just before we start, Madam Chair, point of order. Is the timer going to keep everybody to 90 seconds?
Yes, please. George, if you could, because you know agenda approval is one of those places where we do get lost in the woods.
Okay, I will try to set up to do that.
Thank you so much. Okay, actually, I would say 60 seconds because we have three people on stack and we have 5 minutes for agenda approval, and I'm sure we've chewed up two already. So why don't we go with 60 seconds right now? Go ahead. It's Tracy, Campbell, Lydia right now. Tracy, can you hear me? Because we can't hear you if you're on mute. All right, Campbell, I'm going to go to you. We'll come back to Tracy when we can hear her.
Okay. Well, the motion is pretty much self-explanatory. And despite what assurances we've had in various contexts, I think it's quite clear when we're having problems making payroll, when we're having other kinds of financial difficulties, that, you know, while there may be a tremendous advantage in so far as us being able to meet in person, I think that we can set about undertaking our fiduciary responsibility to the members and to the foundation as a whole by avoiding this expense at a time when we can ill afford it. And so this is why the motion to rescind is being advanced and why it should be considered right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, George. Tracy, are you back on the call?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
This is more like a point of information. Since the last I heard, we were having this meeting in, 3 weeks or so? A little... 3.5 weeks. Didn't we sign a contract with the hotel? It would seem to me like one would have had to have done so by October 11th in order to have a meeting on November 12th.
We didn't sign any contract.
Did I hear that?
I don't believe the contract has yet been signed. Bill, perhaps you have more insight there?
That's right. It's reserved, but the contract's not signed yet.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's come to me yet. So.
Okay, that's... kind of astounding. All right, I don't really have a point to make otherwise. We've discussed this, you know, over and over and over again, at least for on 3 or 4 consecutive meetings. I think that the majority of the board supported having the meeting in the past and that should be honored, and that we waste a lot of time going back and forth trying to redo things because so-and-so's on the call and so-and-so's not on the call and so on. But, again, if the board approved the meeting, then it probably should go forward.
Thank you, Tracy.
See what happens.
Is Lydia?
Put me on the stack, please. This is George.
George, okay.
Yeah.
George,
I mean, you know, I've seen some alluding to the fact that this is just a cash flow problem. The cash flow problem is not the same as not having any money to pay your bills. Cash flow problem is when you're expecting a check, and when that check comes, you know, you have that cash again, but it doesn't factor in the debt. We don't just have a cash flow problem. We have a major debt problem that we are unable to pay down. We have pressing situations and people and entities and companies breathing down our necks. So I think it is completely irresponsible, and at some point we're going to have to pay the piper, and I don't mean, each other. I do mean the AG. So we really are irresponsible if we go forward with this meeting.
Thank you. George?
Yeah, this $20,000 is what this meeting will cost. It's very inexpensive at a nice hotel. That's about a half a day just for this network. It's insignificant in terms of SEO and the problems that we face. It's significant in terms of providing us enough time to get together to fulfill our responsibility to manage in an effective way. It provides 30 hours getting face-to-face, more efficient than doing it on the phone. It doesn't make any sense. On the basis of saving an insignificant amount of money to all our responsibility to make this network work.
Thank you, George. All right, we're at time for... I've allowed something... Folks, I've actually allowed something to occur that I probably should not have occurred, and I apologize for that.
Point of information...
I'll take the point of information.
Are we now just deciding if we're going to put it in a on the agenda?
Yeah, that is exactly the point I was making, is that I shouldn't have allowed all this discussion to occur.
Yeah, I was a little confused by all that.
Oh. Thank you, indeed. I realized I had just...
Sorry, I apologize.
No, I'm the one who needs to apologize. I shouldn't have allowed everyone to make their points in the motion because I was letting them argue the motion. Really, the only thing is here is, does it get moved up the agenda? So, you know what? We're at time. This is it. We're at time. So let's vote on it. There is contention, undoubtedly, as to whether it gets moved up the agenda or not. So if you support moving it up the agenda to after the ED's report and the CFO's report, the core committee and task force reports, then vote yes. If you do not support moving it up, on the agenda, then vote no, please. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Madam Secretary? Perhaps you are on mute. All right. Bill, are you able to call the roll?
Okay, yeah, hold on a second.
Thank you. So this is to move the motion to rescind the motion approving the in-person meeting to on the agenda under the ED and CFO's report before committee and task force reports. If you support that, vote yes. If you do not, then vote no.
Okay, can you hear me?
No.
Thank you. Ivan Elsame?
Yes.
Andrea Ivan. Oh, okay, thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you, Nia Bidiaco.
Yes.
Thank you, Wesley Bethune.
Oh.
Andrea Wesley.
No.
Carolyn Burden. Oh.
No.
Is that a no? Okay. And Wesley also voted no? Did I hear you, Wesley?
Yes, he voted no.
Okay, so no for Wesley, no for Carolyn. Thank you. Lydia Brazone?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Thank you. Reverend Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Can't hear you, Laura. Oh, okay, Laura votes yes. Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder? What was that, George? No, okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Oh, Andrea is off. Okay. All right. Yes, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, but 1, 2, 3.
Excuse me, somebody's trying to be
Hello.
Okay, you what? Yes?
Did you hear my vote, Wesley?
Wesley, you voted no?
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And who was Miss Bill? You didn't review that.
Well, nobody passed.
Yeah, there were no passes.
The only people that have been voting are Dan and Andrea and Summer.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say the yes and the yes. How many?
Okay, yes, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 1 abstention. Hi.
I'm sorry, how many now?
9 to 9.
9 to 9. So the motion fails. It stays right out on the agenda. Okay, moving on. Thank you. We're past time on open session agenda approval, so presumptively it's approved unless someone makes some motion to approve.
I'm sorry. Can I move to approve the agenda?
I'm sorry?
Can I move to approve the agenda?
Thank you, Ken. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a vote on it. We're out of time. If you support approving the agenda, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, please. Thank you. Can you take the poll? No.
I have a question, please, before we take this. I'm sorry, there is such an echo. It's hard for me to hear and understand what's been going on. Mm-hmm. Did the past motion fail or pass that we just voted on?
It failed. It's failed. At the bottom of the agenda.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. No problem.
Do you need to do something about this?
Yes. It's hard to hear. God, somebody has an extremely echoey phone. I maybe, you know, sometimes it's Skype, sometimes it's a speakerphone. The speakerphone may be considered going to not being on the speakerphone, but it's better now. Thank you.
Yep, better.
All right. So so we've got a motion to approve the agenda and an objection, and we're at...
What?
Sorry,
who's that? No, this is Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, Lydia?
Never mind. I'm just going to vote against the agenda.
Okay.
That's what you were asking. Okay.
Yeah. We're out of time, so it's a yay or nay at this point. Bill, can you call the roll, please? If you support approving the agenda, then vote yes. If you do not,
I'll call it.
Oh, thank you. You're back. Okay, go ahead.
Ken Aaron?
Approve the agenda, yes.
Ivan Alsamay?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Buffett?
Yes.
Colin Burden?
Yes. And could someone mute themselves while typing, please? Thank you. I'm voting yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reveling Gall? Can't hear you, Reveling. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Rebel Johnson?
No.
I'm sorry, this is Reveling. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, not to approve.
Okay, thank you. Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza abstains. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Dan Steele?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, and Andrea is excused.
Did you get my vote, Afia? George?
Yes. You voted yes.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay, and I'm going to change my vote to no. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So the agenda is approved. Thank you. All right, we have a set of open session minutes from October 4th, 2012. Does someone wish to move their approval?
I so move.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Again, I second.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of October 4th?
I haven't had opportunity to review them.
So you're going to abstain?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Thank you. Kit Aaron?
Approve the minutes.
Kevin Ashley?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Can I make a point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes.
It seems to me that it's something like this, if you can call for the abstentions and no votes, and then if everybody, and then just rule that it's approved. I don't see why we have to go through the roll call on every issue like this. If people want to abstain or vote no, they can note it, and then everyone else is for it.
Because that isn't how it works, Dan. Robert's Rules of Order says that if one abstention triggers a vote, that you it triggers having to call the vote. I mean, it's not a roll call vote, but this we're on a phone, so we always have to call the roll, as it were. But it's in Roberts, it basically says essentially that you put people on the spot if you ask them to identify themselves as like the only no's. If one person, you know, has an objection, then you have to call it. So I'm sorry, I don't make the rules.
Point of order.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure, were these ever sent out to the PNB? I'm looking at. I thought I was looking at them, but it's the previous week.
The only ones that weren't sent out are last week's.
Well, last week is October 4th. That's what's on the agenda.
Okay, then that's the next one.
Okay, then I would suggest that we simply defer this to the next meeting and not waste our time with it right at the moment, if we may.
Thank you. My apologies.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you for catching that, Bill.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. All right. Interim Executive Director's report. We're meeting weekly, so what am I reporting since last week? Continuing to address payroll issues. I am going to New York and D.C. the coming week and a half for various contract negotiations, union negotiations with both unions in both locations, and various other matters, including real estate, and et cetera. So I probably can't elaborate too much on all of that, but I will be on the East Coast splitting my time between New York and D.C., so for any of the board members out there, I'm more than happy to see you while I'm out there. Let's see, right at the moment, getting things out for the election supervisor and have several deadlines that I'm operating under there. And then there are some other things that should be reported in executive session that I cannot report in open session. And basically the things I've already reported on last week are simply have moved forward more this week, and that's where I'm at right now. So I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
George,
appropriate for open session. Most of the questions, most of what I'm dealing with, probably have to be dealt with in closed session. And unfortunately, I can't be on closed session tonight because I can't even be on open session too much longer because I have to get on a plane shortly. So, but go ahead. Who is that?
Ken Dorschach after George.
Okay. Sorry. I heard Campbell and George. Is that correct?
No, you didn't hear Campbell.
I heard George.
Maybe you did. Yes.
I thought I heard Campbell.
Yes. I was first.
Okay, George, go ahead. George and then Campbell. George.
No. Yeah. Ken. It was Ken.
It's Ken. Okay, Ken George Campbell. I heard a male voice, I thought, before George. Okay, sorry, guys. Ken George Campbell. Go ahead, Ken.
Can you give us a fast update on coverage of the national elections for president and vice president?
Sure. We're doing vice presidential coverage this evening, I believe. Am I on the right date today? No, I don't know
if
I am.
It's right now.
Yeah,
They're
right
on.
Now. There we go. So, Otis McClay and John L. Mella have been... Who's calling me at this hour on the phone? Well, sorry, folks. Have been coordinating the national coverage with Mark Babawi, a host from our station, KPFT. And Mark has been covering the debates for the presidential and vice presidential debates. And three of our stations are carrying our national coverage. Two of them have been carrying Democracy Now!'s coverage. Democracy Now! Is not covering the vice presidential debate, so I believe all five of them are carrying it to one extent or another this evening. For the presidential debate, we are trying to... Democracy Now! Has asked us to make our KU available for their coverage as well. So we are doing our best to accommodate and... make that available for them as well, so that we will have both our national coverage and Democracy Now!'s coverage available for the affiliates and for our stations. KPFA and KPFK, to a certain extent, have they weren't carrying our national coverage, and they've been doing a little bit more of their own thing because they're in Fund Drive, and we're structuring it around that. And I don't know what else you want to know.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem. George.
Have the general managers been asked, and are they actually doing it, putting up announcements that we have bylaws amendments that need to be approved?
George, I got back legal guidance from Andy on this, and all I can say is I dropped the ball, and I will readily admit to it. Payroll has kind of eaten me alive as an ongoing compelling issue causing potential legal and union problems if not resolved, and Andy's opinion essentially said that we couldn't double up announcements to make up for starting late, and it's something we need to deal with as a board. Can we set a different record date? I've also been asked on a different front, but they impact each other in terms of the fact that our election cycle got off the ground 2 months later than it should have. As per the bylaws, are we still seating local boards between like the 15th and the 31st of December? The seating of new boards may affect what we're doing with the bylaws in terms of 60 days from the notice date and who's voting on it. So it has to be fixed, but he did not think we could fix it by running extra announcements or doing anything of that sort. It would have to have a new notice date. So I'm somewhat at the mercy of the board and what we think we can do with that, but it would depend also on the seating of the new board. You know, in theory, they could start running right now if we were seating the new board later, but I don't know that that would work if we're seating them on the same schedule. I'm open to discussion to figure out how to resolve the problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. And George, I'll forward to you what Andy sent me, okay, but that's essentially the synopsis of that. Okay. Campbell?
Could you forward that to the whole board?
Yeah, of course.
That's really the board's decision. That's legal advice. We need to consider it as a board.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I will forward to the entire board. It essentially says that the bylaws, you know, very strictly say 60 days, and that anything less could cause the potentiality of a challenge in the future if somebody, say, didn't like a particular bylaws amendment. Like, it doesn't in and of itself necessarily create a legal problem, but, like, so many things within our organization could leave us open to a legal challenge, which obviously we would want to avoid, you know. Go ahead. Campbell?
Bill to the stack.
Then Lydia to the stack.
Campbell, Bill,
Laura to the stack as well.
Campbell, Bill, Lydia, Laura. Okay, and we're going to run out of, I'm sure we're out of time, so we may want to.
You're going to run out in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds. Do you guys want to extend for like 5 minutes?
My question, without objection.
Okay. Thank you. Campbell?
Yes, my question was one that I think is more appropriate for executive session. So, and
okay.
Since you won't be there, I guess try to catch up with you another time.
Okay, and you're more than welcome to give me a call, Campbell.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bill?
Thank you. I guess I may have a motion on the bylaws amendments. It sounds like if we shift the vote to December, we may not have a problem anyway, because with the delegate elections, the current LSBs could still, or delegates at least, could still vote on it in December before the new ones are seated.
Correct.
What we wanted to avoid is having to get the new ones, new members who may not be familiar with how things are working, to vote on them.
That is kind of what I got from what he relayed to me, yeah.
Would a motion be in order to shift the, I'm not sure all the wording, but it was shift
the record,
voting
the,
on the...
The
on
notice
the,
date.
You shift all the dates by 1 month so that we vote on the proposed bylaws amendments in December instead of November.
Well, if there was no objection to that, that would fix the problem, and I would be very pleased to fix the problem, get the notice out, and have the managers start. And frankly, I'll probably get more cooperation from the managers in terms of, you know, there's a lot of resistance during Fund Drive to playing these things, and one of our stations, I mean, I know KPFT hasn't gone into Fund Drive yet,
well,
but we have one station that's out. You're about to start immediately, but most of the other stations, like KPFA, is ending its fund drive this week. You know, PFW already ended their fund drive. I think KPFK is going to end early, so at least we won't be competing with Fund Drive, which was certainly some feedback I got from managers. You know. So, is there a second to that? Do you want to coalesce that into an actual motion, Bill?
Don't you still have a stack? Aren't I next on the stack?
You are next on the stack, Lydia.
To solicit a motion.
No, well, he had put it forward. I didn't solicit it. He offered it. I'm saying I think that might be a solution. I'm asking, and I regularly ask people if they have a motion. I'm not soliciting a motion any more than I do any other time someone gives an idea, and I say, is that a motion?
I second the motion.
It is a motion.
Thank you.
We make today the notice date.
Put me back on the stack.
I've got you on the stack, Lydia. Yeah, I'll put you right back on. Okay, so is the motion to make the notice date, like, effective from what date?
Today.
Okay. Tomorrow, because I have to have John put the stuff up. Okay.
Well, I'm not sure if the notice date is the correct term, because it's already been noticed. No, I guess that is right, the notice date. Because that's
right, John,
before you start voting. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And there was a second from George?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, George. And Lydia?
Okay. So I need, in the number one, clarification. Are you talking about bylaws notice date?
This is bylaws amendments, the amendments, voting on the amendments.
That's what I mean. But you're not talking about changing the dates for the election, right?
No.
The bylaws. Okay.
Strictly the bylaws amendments notice, because, you know, they didn't go out on the radio stations, and, you know, that's the problem. Okay, but if we could fix it so that they, you know. So
clarification on the motion is... Did Andy opine on the other side of the coin?
Which other side?
The other side is that we have noticed on the websites, blah, blah, and we're not going to comply with that aspect of the timeline.
No, he did not opine on it, but from what he did opine on, it's that the two go in conjunction with each other. So we would obviously have to change that notice on the website as well. He said that it seems clear from the bylaws that it was the intention to give the listeners notice so that if they wish to weigh in, with their delegates or whatever, that they had the opportunity to do so, and that's the problem with not having it on the radio station, since clearly most of our listeners probably do not go to our national website to see if we have a notice on there, you know?
Okay, well, then I think the announcement should be going. I mean, all the announcement is go to the website. It doesn't read the bylaws. It's not intrusive at all.
Right.
It just says, we're having bylaws, read it. Doubling up, I don't see any problem with that whatsoever.
Functionally, I don't. He just said there's no guidance on that, which means, you know, it's a hypothetical. Does someone choose to challenge this in the future thing? Can they drag us into court because of a challenge, you know? So.
More than likely, they'll drag us in because of elections and the delays with that, but not.
I agree.
Nobody understands. So I would say, no, just leave well enough alone.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. Laura? Laura? Perhaps you're on mute?
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to tell you that I thought it seems like there's a lot of things on your plate, and maybe there's some things that you can be delegating to some of the other directors, just administrative stuff to help you get everything done.
Thank you, Laura. I was actually thinking of delegating this particular task to Bill, as I should have done when it first came up. I actually had asked Bill to go ahead and communicate it.
That's time for the IED report has extended.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Was there anything else? Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else on this motion? Do we want to take a vote on it? And nobody else had more questions for the IED report, so, and we're out of time on it. So if there are no other... no one else on stack to discuss the motion, we can take a vote on it. Okay. But I do take it there was an objection, Lydia? I mean, was that in the form of an objection?
Yeah, of course.
I figured. Okay. just checking. All right. So if we could take the vote. Bill, can you just reiterate the wording of the motion? Yes. Who is that?
No, this is Ivan. I was just going to ask you to read the motion again.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I was going to ask if Bill could. Bill, could you go ahead and read the motion?
Okay, and I just emailed it like a minute ago. I move the schedule for proposed bylaws amendments be changed to make the notice date today so that voting on the proposed amendments will take place in December by the PNB and delegate assemblies.
Thank you. Very good. And I can communicate with John to change what's on the Internet as well this evening. Okay, thank you. So if you support that, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you. Madam Secretary,
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ivan Alcime.
Yes.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune. Can't hear you, Wesley. Callum Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reverend Gold?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Emily Lexa?
Absolutely.
If she abstains, Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Voting, Marcel Reed.
Yes.
George Ryder. Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes, George says yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'll vote yes.
Dan Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea is excused. Let's see. Teresa Allen, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Teresa. Wesley Bethune, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, I said abstain.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, I'm sorry.
Wesley Bethune, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Dan Siegel. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes, and one no. No.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. I'll take care of that. And, George, I will send out notice to the board tomorrow that it's been taken care of, okay?
And, it's the general managers that have to be notified.
No, I know that. I know, but I want you to know that I've notified the general manager. So,
okay.
All right. And I also have to let John know to change the date on the Internet for us, okay?
I'll help.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate that because I'm going to be in transit. And in fact, I'm going to be in transit pretty shortly here. Okay, thank you. So we're done with that, and it's time for the CFO report. LaVarne?
Yes.
Thank
you. LaVarne. And for the report, since we have weekly meetings, what I have is I have a forecast for the fiscal year ending. Our fiscal year for the foundation ended on September the 30th. And we do not have our preliminary numbers for the month of September. We're still working on the close. As Summer has said, we've spent a lot of time. We transitioned to a new payroll system from Prime Pay, which is a local company, to ADP. And with the first pay periods, we've had some issues with the transition. So over the last week or so, I've been, like, really heavily involved in terms of getting the payroll in, getting it done, you know, doing the processing. I have a consultant who has come in and actually worked with our payroll in terms of setting it up so it's more streamlined. The second part of this whole payroll implementation is to go on a time and attendance model where each individual is responsible for putting in their time, and then their supervisor must approve it, and then those numbers would be consolidated, and so we will not go into having an input payroll. But again, the consultant helped us to structure it so that we can get easily readable reports. I actually, by getting involved, have moved up the due dates in terms of from the stations to get the information in so you can get it into the system and input it and review it, and you're not waiting to the last minute. And we actually got our payroll in yesterday. We got our funds in yesterday, and payroll isn't until Monday. So by just moving up the process and getting in and working with a consultant who can give us advice and actually with me actually doing the payroll, that and you know, it takes a lot of time, but it's like getting in there, seeing how it works, you know, see what the get all the issues removed, or most of them. But you know, there still are a couple of things, and we don't know whether it's you know, user error or ADP error. Like there are two people who are missing in the database who had been paid previously, and one of them had been paid previously by ADP. And I just kind of wonder why this falls on some people, and if it's where did it come from? And one person knows what I'm talking about because it happened to them, and we just don't understand how selectively one person could be missing, one particular person. It's like very crazy, but it's real. So we're so and I know what's happening because I actually did it. So you know, we're so that's a serious issue, but we've been able to resolve that. So that's where I've been a lot, but I do have, as I said before, I have a forecast that's where I think we will end at the end of the year. And I can just briefly go over some of the numbers with the fund drives, but just in general. But our forecast I have for the end of the year, or fiscal 2012, that we'll end the year at a loss, that it will, I have it about $300,000 loss. The only thing that will make that any different is that if we have, if my forecast for the revenue for the month of September is actually low, and it's higher than that, because I had a forecast of about $500,000 for listener support revenue for September, so it may have come in a little bit higher than that. We will see shortly. And so in total, for the foundation, you know, revenue is still at about $14 million, $14.3 million. Expenses of the deficiency that I said before was actually after capital, but the net income loss is about $100,000, because our revenue will come in at about $14.3 million, our expenses at $14.4 million. So that's still a serious issue for us. It is not the way we want it to go. And it goes back to, in our conversations with the general managers, that, you know, one must produce revenue that is greater than your expenses. And if that doesn't happen, we have to find ways to either increase revenue and or increase revenue and decrease expenses. And the initial targeting of the expense reduction, there was expense reduction at two of the stations, at KPFT and at WBAI. So we'll have to see where we can address those expense issues at the other stations, because this is not an acceptable performance unless we can squeeze something out of the month of September. And there is, I know there are, we did receive revenue, we did have checks that were not deposited in September, so I think that we will perhaps be a little bit better, we hope to be. But again, we have to
look. It's time for the CFO's report.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Laverne. Are there questions for Laverne? Does somebody wish to?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, Campbell.
Okay, well, then hold on. Let's do this right. Is there a move to extend 5 minutes?
So moved.
Is there any objection? Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
Last week, in an MSRC meeting, my station, our general manager stated that in the process of transferring funds to help other stations make payroll, that at times our staff this past year was without medical coverage. And this caused considerable consternation. My question for the CFO is, do we have enough money to put a down payment on a hotel for a face-to-face meeting? Do we have enough money to pay for airfare without putting it on a credit card? Thank you.
May I answer?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't have enough money to pay for airfare unless we put it on a credit card. The credit card you're speaking about, it has like a $60,000 limit. We have a credit available of about maybe 10 right now. So the answer is no.
Pardon me, LaVar.
Oh, can I just go back? Can I just answer one other part of that on the insurance? What we have done is that in the case with insurance, the funds were actually there. It just was not paid. So what I've done is I've gone in and put these critical things on auto pay, comes directly out of the account. We know the date that it comes out of the account. We know that we have to have funds in the account on that day. And the first payment was actually made on the 10th, yesterday. But, and also, let me just add, there were like two payments made last month. So, therefore, we recovered except for about $1,800. So, should not happen again. So that's where we are with that. So at that point, actually, we did have funds to cover it, but the funds just were not sent to UHC.
Thank you. Campbell?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
I would just like to say thank you to our CFO. I know she's doing a superb job despite problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. As I thought I heard, you indicated that you're projecting that as of September 30th, we'll have, or we've had, a $300,000 shortfall, and that I'm inquiring, that does not include other expenses that are being contemplated now for the November in-person meeting, and for any compensation, additional compensation expenditures. Would I be correct in presuming that?
Let me try to answer that question. First, we have a net loss of about $100,000. The $300,000 is the deficiency, which would include the capital items. But our profit and loss on our income statement, I'm projecting at about $100,000. And we did not accrue expenses for a November meeting.
Right.
So, no, we would not have done that. You know, as someone has noted, that we have not put down a down payment. So we
right.
did not make a commitment in the month of September. So we are not required to accrue that expense to put it in the fiscal year 2012. It will go into fiscal year
right.
2013.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, LaVon. At this point, I'm sorry.
Hello. All right. Revelin has to be on the stack.
I'm sorry. I could not hear you, Revelin. Go ahead, Revelin.
Okay, just three quick questions. You said you transitioned to a new system. I guess because it works better. Was there a cost difference, and what was it?
Thank you for that question. May I answer?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We transitioned from PrimePay, which is a local company, to ADP. And the reason for doing it is that PrimePay really did not meet our needs. Like, we were not tracking vacation. Everything was manual. With ADP, we will be able to use this time and attendance where each person put in their own hours. Their supervisor has to approve the hours. If the person does not put in their hours, they do not get paid. And at this point now, you know, we will put in hours if you do not turn in a timesheet because, you know.
That's the additional 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, George. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish the line.
So on a cost, PrimePay charged about $600 a month. ADP, including the time and attendance module, will be about $800 a month. So it's more efficiency, more accountability. In addition, like for the first, I think, at least 3 months, there's no charge. So for these first 3 months, we're not paying anything. So, and then we plan, we in the contract, we will get a reduction for a certain period, about 6 months out. So that's where we are with the cost for this year. You know, we are saving the $600, or this, for the first few months, we were saving the $600 a month that we paid with PrimePay.
Okay, thank you. And my second quick question is, this is an automatic payout, and if the funds are not in, what is the penalty?
You're talking about insurance or talking about payroll?
Payroll.
Payroll, it has to be, that's not the option I was talking about previously was paying for medical out of our mm-hmm. payroll. No, the payroll has to be there in order for the funds to be drawn by mm-hmm. ADP for us to get paid. There is no wiggle room there at all.
Okay, so, and then if it's not?
Oh, that hasn't happened yet, but I guess I need to check B of I should check B of A tonight to make sure that is not happening, because they will pull the payroll tonight. As they say, they'll impound the account. So, thank you for reminding me. Let me just check.
Okay.
Thank you.
The last quick question is, got this email that talked about reserves that the stations have that would make the in-person meeting possible. What are the reserves, and does every station have them?
I'm not sure who you talked to, said this or anything, so I can't comment on what exactly you're talking about in terms of reserves. Stations do have cash balances. But also, you have payroll. So when you build up your cash and your fund drive, that will be used for your expenses and your payroll. So you always have to have, what we're trying to go back and achieve is to have at least 3 months reserve to cover your fixed expenses.
So every station may or may not have them. Is that right?
They will have, each station has some cash balances, but also we have this huge payment that's due to Democracy Now! So when you start looking at the reserves, it's like, how do you allocate these reserves? Do you allocate it to expenses that are already due, or do you allocate it to new expenses that are very important and the bylaws says that we should have them? So that's a decision that the board has to make.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you, Lamar. Okay, so we're done with the CFO's report. Thank you. And I'm going to ask Bill to assume the chair at this point, because I have got to wrap up something I have a deadline for with the election supervisor that absolutely has to go to him today. And then I have to get to a plane. So I am going to put you all on speaker. I'll be listening for a little bit, but not for too much longer. And I'm going to ask Bill to go ahead and take the chair at this point. Bill, is that okay with you?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you indicate that Andy also would not be available for the executive session?
He says he would be very happy not to meet tonight. Andy's leaving early in the morning on a plane, and he's packing right now. So if he's available next Thursday, I've checked on that. And so it's not that he's completely unavailable, but he's, would be fine if he were not did not have to be available this evening. Let's put it that way. I'm the one.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to suggest everybody.
He's moderately unavailable.
I'm just going to suggest everybody, especially if we need input from Andy, that we might just defer the executive session material and motions and discussion and updates till next week, so we would have more time in this tonight for the open session. We can, I guess, decide that when we get to the end, but or in an hour or so.
Yeah, well, actually, it would be nice to let Andy know now, frankly, because I hate this keeping. It's not very polite to keep a lawyer just hanging for like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, not sure if he's going to actually come on the call. So I don't know if anybody objects to that, but if I could let him off the hook, that would be excellent. But, is there any objection to that?
Why don't we just adjourn now? I'm for adjourning now.
Well, I would point out that we have 7 pages of an agenda that hasn't gotten through. We should have national office and PRA budgets by next week. Hopefully, we would actually vote on those budgets next week to stay somewhat close to our fiscal year beginning and also get to the executive session. So,
get to the 7 pages.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying once people have already set aside their evening and not done other things, to get some of the things off the agenda might not be a bad idea. Is there an objection to continuing an open session and letting the attorney know and doing closed session next week?
Yes. I would like to adjourn.
I don't think that's actually, I mean, but I don't
Point
think that, I don't, I'm not sure that's appropriate. I mean, a motion to adjourn, I suppose, can be made at any time, but I'm sorry, who was the point of information?
Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
If we adjourn right now, we would not get to approving the ED job description, correct?
That's correct, yeah. That's why I was suggesting people should just continue with business and get stuff off the open session agenda. Because I can't participate doesn't mean the rest of the group shouldn't continue. I mean, I'm the one that has, I'm doing a job, and I need to finish that. But I would think that since everyone's on the call, that getting more business done would be in order.
And this is the point of order, speaking of order, Summer.
Yes, Nia, go ahead.
the ED job description, the time ran out. So this is, the ED job description now is old business. So what, we're now going back to this again tonight?
I believe we said at the time that we'd be continuing with it this week. I mean, I'd have to go back and actually listen, but that seems to be my recollection.
No, when I tried to get your attention, everybody hung up and you just said, go to executive session. That was precisely what I was trying to say to you last week, so we did not do that. So I don't know how this now just jumped up at the top again and it's scratched off on the copy that I have.